This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At a recent Blink-182 concert, a fan made an attempt to sing First Date up on stage with the band. And this went viral because she started singing the wrong song. She started singing All the Small Things instead.
I mean, all their songs sound the same.
Wow.
Kidding. It's like one of my top listened bands when I check those stats on like Apple Music.
Oh, totally. Well, check out how it sounded.
Oh, no. I love it. Finally, she just kind of pointed her microphone at Mark, like, I can't do this. And the rest of the crowd thankfully picked it up for her. The highlight of the entire thing, you have to go find the video of this, because the highlight of the entire thing is Tom DeLonge.
Oh, sure.
Because Tom is not really putting on a poker face. He is straight up, he had to walk away from her, and then somebody thankfully had fan footage from a different angle, because you don't see Tom then. You just see him kind of like, it looks like, oh, he's just doing rock star stuff going off. The other fan footage shows he is just straight up laughing. Oh. He's just like, he recognizes just how absurd this is. Oh, Tom. Tom's so great.
You gotta love him.
This does give me PTSD, though, from the time that I actually tried learning a Wyatt Only and the Wreckage song.
Uh-oh.
And then they pulled me up on stage to sing the song.
Okay.
And my brain went completely blank.
And you couldn't do it?
Nope. I literally was, and Wyatt was looking at me like, bro, we went over this. Like, I practiced the words. I knew that song like the back of my hand. And then we got up there and I just had to fake it. And poor Wyatt saved my ass, but it was really embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
This was at Tony V's in front of like a good amount of people. And I literally wanted to call
it. It's still not an arena with Blink 182, though, thankfully. Could you imagine? You know who has the most... I love this story. My buddy Jeff told me this story, and I always thought it was the smartest thing and it's the most brilliant thing that a lead singer could do to avoid something like this happen. It's Sammy Hagar. When he goes to, like, what is it? Where's that place? Cabo?
Cabo.
Right?
Yeah.
So he'll do his shows there, and he brings up a bunch of people up on stage to watch. Like, he's just... Basically, Sammy Hagar just wants to party with everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just so awesome about him. It's like, you don't have to be just a hot chick to go hang out on side stage with Sammy Hagar. Dudes, chicks, everybody's up there on the side having a blast. But apparently, his roadie or his handler tells everybody on the side stage, like, hey, yeah, have a great time. If Sammy comes near you... Chances are he's going to take the microphone and put it right in your face to sing along. If you don't know the words, snap your fingers while you're singing. That'll be his cue to know not to say, hey, sing the song with me.
Can we tell everybody to do that so that we avoid this in the future? That poor girl.
So they brought her on stage. She had, I mean, that's on her.
Oh, no.
But I want to go to a Sammy Hagar show in Cabo and just be on the side of the stage to watch how many people are snapping their fingers. Because it's kind of like, could you imagine watching the show? You're like, why are why is everybody on the side of the stage just snapping their fingers? But that's kind of like the cue to Sammy to be like, hey, don't ask them to sing the song. They don't know the words.
That's really smart and also very kind so that people don't end up being completely embarrassed.
And also, you know, that had to have happened so many times where he's like, we have to figure out a way. Sammy, you can't keep asking people to sing your songs. They don't know it.
That's very
And then they're like, you know what? We need to figure something out so that way you can still have those moments and not have the embarrassing moments.
Another idea for him. You just have that person bring like a shot of tray of shots of tequila of his Cabo Wabo, and if you don't know the song, you just take a shot instead.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna get wasted. I would be wasted. I don't know any words to any. Even my favorite bands. Like if Pearl Jam brought me on stage and asked me to sing, I'd be like, I'll do Yellow Lead better because that's just a bunch of mumbling.
Wait, can you give us a couple bars?
No.
One bar.
I'd just be like going up there going.
And people would be like,
no, they'd be like, get this guy off the stage.
Wouldn't you go up there anyway, though? Like, no matter what song it was, if they offered you to come on stage and sing with them, wouldn't you do it?
Yes.
Yes.
For the story alone, even if I know I'm going to fail miserably, oh. I know in the back of my head, if this goes well, this is a great story. If this goes terrible, this is an even better story.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I feel like that girl, if I were her, I'd be like, oh, I'm totally singing the wrong song. Like, just admit it. Be like, oh, but I'm on stage with Blink-182. This is awesome. You know?
I think at one point you just got to yell in the mic, I don't know the words, but I love Blink-182.
Exactly, yeah.
And then throw the mic into the crowd and stage dive.
Yeah.
And then no one catches you.
And then sue the band.
Yes. Get rich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.